Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing on the chapter on the prohibition of wailing over the dead, slapping the face, tearing the clothes, plucking out and shaving the hair, and supplicating for destruction. This is all with reference to when a person dies in the times of Jahiliyat. They would have these type of practices where a person would smack the face, tear the clothes, and a person would pluck out or shave the hair, or make du'as of destruction. So all these things are forbidden in Islam. Islam is so beautiful that a person always expresses his happiness with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah Pak has decided, Allah has decided for this person to pass away. We are happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, naturally we said, we'll see like in the hadith today, to be sad naturally, there's no harm in it. To tear also, to cry also, naturally, there's no harm in it. But to go beyond the bounds where a person now starts doing things like tearing the clothes, slapping the face, mourning or making dua of destruction, etc. This is not part of our deen. Our deen is so beautiful, it shows us every aspect how to do. So such an extent that just you going to the toilet, there are about 17 adab, 17 etiquettes just using the toilet, which foot a person should go, what he should read, when he should make zikr, when he shouldn't make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how a person should lower himself, which direction he should face, which hand he should use for istinja, which foot he should come out with, what du'as to read. Like that, there are so many different adab only for you going to the toilet. So like that, our deen is so complete with every aspect. So even when a person passes away also, at that occasion, how should be our behavior, what are the etiquettes, what are the adab, this is also taught to us in our deen. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qal, ishtaka Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu shakwa, فأتاه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعوده مع عبد الرحمن بن عوف وسعد بن أبي وقاص وعبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنهم فلما دخل عليه وجده في غشية فقال أقضاء قالوا لا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فبكى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلما رأى القوم بكاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بكوا قال ألا تسمعون إن الله لا يعذب بدمع العين ولا بحزن القلب ولكن يعذب بهذا وأشار إلى لسانه أو يرحم متفق عليه. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu fell ill. So Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu, a great Sahabi, he had fallen ill. There's a lot of lessons in this hadith for us. That when somebody falls ill, then what should you do? Should you just avoid that person altogether, just abandon that person, or you as a Muslim have got a duty to visit that person, see to him, tend to him, take care of him, do something to empathize and sympathize with him. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's actions. As Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu had fallen ill, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to visit him together with Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So three Sahaba went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which three Sahaba? Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhum. So these three Sahaba went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to visit Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu. When he arrived, he found him unconscious and asked, has he passed away? So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to the home, he seen that Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu was unconscious. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, has he passed away? So they replied, no, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to weep. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to cry. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to cry, then Sahaba, they looked at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they also started crying. And this is what you call love. When a person really has love for another person, the happiness of that person makes him happy. The sadness of that person also makes him sad. Sahaba had such a love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they just looked at his face tearing and crying. Immediately they started crying. And this was what the love that Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Pak also give us that love. One of the ways of inculcating love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to inculcate love for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By inculcating love for every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that way we will inculcate love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, are you listening? He's telling Sahaba, are you listening? In other words, this is just a sentence to get the attention of Sahaba to a higher level. It's not that they were not listening, but to get their attention to a higher level. Are you listening? In other words, to what I'm going to tell you. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah does not punish on account of tears of the eyes or the grief of the heart, but He punishes or shows mercy on account of this. And He pointed to His tongue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He punishes or shows mercy on account of this, and He pointed to the tongue. In other words, what a person is going to say, that's what he'll be accountable for. If he cries, that is something that is uncontrollable, it's something that is beyond his control. And like that, if a person's heart feels sad, that is something that is ghayr ikhtiyari, something not within his volition. So therefore a person doesn't have control of his heart. But what he has control of is the tongue that Allah Pak has given him. So here we learn it's such an important thing to control the tongue. This is something that we need to go out of our way to look after. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a strong person is not that person who can overpower another person, but a strong person is that person who can control himself at the time of anger. So in other words, when emotions are very high as far as anger is concerned, he's controlling the tongue. When he's very, very sad in a situation where mayyat is, somebody has passed away, then also he's controlling his tongue. His tongue is under control at all time. When a person has got control of his tongue, then this person you'll find that his life will go very, very smooth, very easy. He'll know what to say, when to say, how to say. He won't just blab out anything at any time. And in today's time, that extension of the tongue is the extension of the keyboard or the keypad when a person is typing and is messaging. This is just an extension of the tongue, what he says. If he has control over it, then people around him are safe. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. A true Muslim is one who other Muslims are safe from his tongue and from his hands. Hands we can understand, but tongue also, from his speech, other Muslims are safe. What he says, what comments he makes, what statements he makes, other people are safe. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and give us the quality of saying the right thing, bringing complete control of our tongue, bringing complete control of the things that we say. See how important it is. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in this hadith that there's no harm as far as the tearing is concerned, as far as the grief is concerned, but as far as the speech is concerned, that is where a person will be punished. We'll do one more hadith. And Abi Malik al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam an-na'ihatun idha lam tatub qabla mawtiha تقام يوم القيامة وعليها سربال من قطران ودرع من جرب رواه مسلم. Abu Malik al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a woman who wails over the deceased does not repent before her death, she will be made to stand on the day of Qiyamah wearing a shirt of tar coal and armor of scabies. So a woman who does not make tawbah, that she used to mourn. In other words, she used to wail and she would cry over the deceased. If she doesn't make tawbah for this action of hers, then what will be her punishment? She will be made to wear a shirt of tar coal. This tar coal is something that was used to paint the ships, almost like a layer of varnish, black in color. It has a very, very repugnant, very bad smell, and something that is highly flammable. So this woman will be made to wear this shirt of tar coal and an armor of scabies. Can you imagine what a serious thing it will be for a woman who does this and does not make tawbah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to bring all this beautiful teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. So beautiful it is that when a child is born also, we thought what to do, how to do, what actions need to be done as far as the child is concerned. When a person passes away, the same child grows up now, becomes old, passes away, what to do that at that time also, that is also shown to us. So everything in our deen is shown to us. All we need to do is we need to implement it, practice it, and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accept it from us. Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.